Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Big changes in lame duck could be coming over who controls oversight of Michigan schools. Bills sponsored by term-limited GOP Representative Tim Kelly of Saginaw would create a new 13-member education commission. Ron French of Bridge Magazine is here with us. Ron, what kinds of things would this new education commission be empowered to do?
The commission would be empowered to look at how schools are judged. This is the most general way to say it, how schools are ranked, which schools are considered to be successful and which ones are failing. And perhaps most importantly, then they can look at what the consequences of that are. They can determine whether a succeeding school gets extra money, or a failing school closes, or a failing school gets extra funds to try to help it. And this is something that's always been under the purview of the State Board of Education, the Michigan Department of Education, and the governor. And no one had a concern about this sort of situation until Democrats won the election in 2018.
Okay. And because I have to say, isn't this why we have an elected State Board of Education?
Exactly. And the State Board of Education was evenly split 4-4 between Republicans and Democrats. And after the election, it's going to be 6-2 Democrats. So it's not lost on anyone. In fact, Tim Kelly's fairly open about the reasons he's doing it. He feels that the State Board of Education is not doing a good job, and he's trying to take power away from them.
Who would get to appoint the 13 members of this new commission?
That's the key, Cynthia. It's split up a number of ways, but the key is that of the 13 members, seven of them, so a majority of them, would be appointed by the governor. If this passes here in lame duck session, Governor Snyder would have the opportunity to appoint the majority of the commission before he leaves office. Those people serve a four-year term, which is exactly the same term as the incoming governor. So Governor-elect Whitmer would be locked out of this commission.
So there would be a majority. Who else? So he would appoint, what, seven members? That would give him the majority.
Yes, and the Speaker of the House, who is a Republican, and the Senate Majority Leader, who is a Republican, would each appoint one more. And then the state superintendent would fill four spots. In reality, that would mean that there would be nine spots that would be filled by Republican appointees.
Ron, describe how the effort to create this new education commission is, as you put it, tucked away into GOP-backed education reform efforts.
Sure. There were two bills that are totally unrelated that we noticed when we were looking through the bills that both created a commission, and by golly, they were both named exactly the same thing, and they both had the same number of commissioners, and both got created by Tim Kelly. The two bills, one creates an A to F ranking system for the schools. That's controversial, and that gets lots of publicity about whether that's a good idea or a bad idea. We can talk about that another mm-hmm. day. And another bill would create exceptions to rules that say how many hours students have to be in a classroom setting. It's for schools that want to experiment more with internships and things like that. You could argue pluses and minuses about the bills, but both of them, and then go on to say, and we're creating a commission to oversee these things. Well, the thing is, once you create a commission like that, that has these broad education authority, future legislatures can just keep adding more and more responsibilities to that commission, which in effect takes power away from the State Board of Education.
Which is elected. Who is this board accountable to?
To be honest, no one. Once they're appointed, they're on their own. They do not answer to the governor. They do not answer to the State Board of Education. They do not answer to the Department of Education. They can make decisions on things and then tell the Department of Education to go ahead and do what they decided.
How far have Representative Tim Kelly's bills progressed so far in lame duck, Ron?
They are on the floor of the House. They are trying to round up votes for it, the Republicans are. Apparently, it's going to be pretty tight, but it's still awaiting a vote in the House. If it passes there, it would go to the Senate.
What's Team Whitmer saying about this effort to tie her hands on education reform?
I believe she's trying to not make this as much of a political issue because, for one thing, the more she comes out against it, probably the more votes the Republicans would be able to get on it. But she has said that she is against anything that would tie her hands, basically, because education reform was one of her big issues, as it should be. Education is a big deal in Michigan. Our schools are sort of flailing. But they've been flailing for the past 8 years when Republicans have been in charge. And so it seems odd that at this moment they quickly create a commission to fix things.
Ron French, Bridge Magazine, thank you so very much.
Thank you.